Greetings to the congregation. Because we have read in Jordan chapter 2, this is the prayer of the prophet Jonah when he is in the belly of a fish. Maybe this is the story that many of us could believe that it is a true story. Because with a big fish that swallowed a person, and that is, it is also a very rare. And the person in the belly fish in 3 days is still alive. It's very almost important. Do you believe this is a true story or not? There's a story of a little girl. And she was observed by her pastor standing outside the preschool Sunday school classroom between Sunday school and worship, waiting for her parents to come and pick her up for victory. The pastor noticed that she clutched a big storybook under her arms with the obvious title, Jonah and the Whale. Feeling a little curious, he knelt down beside the little girl and began a conversation. What you have in your hand, little girl? He asked. And she said, this is my storybook, Jonah and the Whale. Tell me something, little girl. He continued. Do you believe that story about Jonah and that whale to be the truth? The little girl implored. Why, of course I believe the story to be the truth. He inquires further, you really believe that a man can be swallowed up by a big whale, stay inside him for 3 days, and come out of there still alive and okay? You really believe all that can be true? And she declared, absolutely, this story is in the Bible, and we study about it in Sunday school today. Then the pastor asked, well, little girl, can you prove to me that the story is the truth? She thought for a moment and then said, well, when I get to heaven, I'll ask Jonah. And the pastor then asked, well, but if Jonah is not in heaven? She then put her hands on her little head and sternly declared, then you can ask him. Dear congregation, how can we determine that this story is truth? All the story in the Bible, we know, mention someone or mention the location very clearly. And Jonah, one day, God told Jonah, you of Amita. Jonah means, is a dove, name of a dove. That someone who can send a message. Amita, the father of Jonah, means truth. Jonah, son of the truth, means someone who are bringing a truth message to someone else. That name says that this is a true story. And so when the Bible shows us the story, the events, it's not just like in the some legend or some fables. But the Bible gives the real name, the real location to show that this is a true story. And so the story of Jonah, it has happened, is mentioned in the Bible. Well, not to mention how he was swallowed and still alive as for 3 days. Then this is something very almost impossible. Let's pray for guidance. But important that I want to say the miracle here, but the miracle is obvious, but I want to emphasize, Jonah entered in the belly of the fish for what? In that belly of the fish, Jonah has remembered God. How to remember God? What to remember for? And the key verse is verse 7. Says, when my life was ebbing away, I remember you, Lord. And my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. In the old translation, when my soul was dying, and the life is dying, that means we are dying, and we have no way to move. We could not do anything to save ourselves. Jonah is in that situation, and he said, then I remember God. Just think about this. What Jonah has remembered God has meaning for us in some way. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our loving Father, that the one who could see each one of our lives, that will see the burdens of each one of us here, that we are facing. We could not understand each other's burden, and we do not have a way to help each other. But praise be to God, we have a God, the one that can understand deeply in all the details of our lives. And the one, the only one, has the power to resolve our burdens, Lord. Maybe this morning, the story of Jonah, from the prayer in the belly of the fish, to remind us, each one of us, there is one that caring for us. And when we are facing with the trouble that we should do, Lord, like Jonah, may you bless us to guide us, your word, into our life. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's think about Jonah in the morning to remember how there are three things that we can study and get from this passage. Because Jonah remembered because God is a listener. Jonah remembered God because God is sovereign. And third point, Jonah remembered God because God is worthy of our service. We remember like Jonah or not. If we remember God, that until now we remember God. The first point, let's think about God is a listener. In verse 2, he said, in my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. Information is only in trouble that we call out, and that is natural. Anybody who has trouble will call out to us. If you and I fall into the dead and we call, that's natural. Anybody who face trouble, the desperate situation, will call out. But we think about the way God called out to God. When I call, he answered me. When I call, he listened to me. A person, because of trouble, when they call out to God, and that is a natural thing, because it forces us to do that. But when we call out to God, that knowing God is listening, because that person has a relationship, personal relationship with the Lord. The story told us that God has prepared a whale to swallow Jonah. In the portion that we read, when God prepared, it was part of chapter 1, when all the translation, that verse was end of chapter 1, except the old traditional version that becomes Muslim verse 1. And I want to use the old. When my soul at me, I remember the Lord. So we like to use the 2011 version. That is, when my life was stepping away, it was verse 7. I remember you. There's a story of a teacher in the vacation Bible school from 6 years old recounted in that Bible school to take call Yoni. In the case that you are children, what will you do? The question posed to these 6 years old, and one of them raised a hand saying, I will burn up something in the moon so that the fish will vomit me out. Everybody clapped their hand. And another student said, I will come to the and the tongue and tap and pound on the tongue so he can put it. And another has different ideas of how to make the fish to spool out the person now. And then there is the one person, he's teacher. I will call on my father to come and rescue him. And everybody laughs. They laugh because the first, that lady, that little children could not do anything. He could not resolve it. He has to call. And the second one, and there's no way to make a phone call from there. And in this modern world, we use the phone. So we can call when we are on land. And so if we have the phone, but the fish is under the water, how can we call? Maybe this little student is so mundane. But this is how Jonah did it. In the fish belly, Jonah called into the Lord. Why? Because when we call the phone, then we can lose a signal. When we call on the Lord will also hear us. This is something we pray God, because between us and the Lord, we have a personality. There is no disappearance of the signal. It's only because we did not call out. When we call out, our God will hear us. In Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 3, call in the Lord, call me and I will answer you. And the answer may be different than what we hope for. But for sure, when we call on the Lord, He will answer us. So, we call on the Lord, our Father in heaven, when we are facing all the trouble, the difficulties of this life. God has prepared a fish to swallow Jonah. What for? So that Jonah can remember the Lord in time, in such a time. When he called Jonah, go to Nineveh, to warn that people there about their sins. And Jonah refused. He didn't want to do it. Because Nineveh is the part of the enemy of Israel. They make us to be scared. To tell the good news about the Lord to Nineveh. But not there to Nineveh. It could be to somebody else. And so Jonah hide from the Lord. He went to the ship to the opposite direction of Nineveh. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh in the east, but he sailed to the west. He did not remember God at that time. And then, in that ship, and the ship got so strong, they want to know who can cause the anger of God to bring storm. And then Jonah was the one who has that. Jonah was sleeping. He did not remember God at all. He hid it in the bottom of that ship. He woke him up. They woke him up. Where do you come from? What did you do? And Jonah woke up. I hide it from my God. And so, why don't you throw me overboard? Do you understand how Jonah wants to be thrown overboard? Because Jonah is hiding from the Lord. It's not important. He rather die than go to Nineveh. He does not want to preach. He did want to see the enemies to be saved. That means life and death is not important to him. As long as he could not bring the good news to the people of Nineveh. So he told the people on the ship, throw me overboard. And then God has prepared a whale so that Jonah has the opportunity to remember the Lord. And in that night, Jonah was found new congregation. When Daniel, that somebody or tried to condemn him, and he was thrown in the lion's den. If Daniel was there, he can do certain things in the lion's den. He can walk around. Is it possible? Yes, Daniel can do all of that. But with Jonah, he couldn't move. In that valley, there is no room for him to raise his hand or walk around. He was obligated that he could not move. And in that valley, Jonah could not see anything except the Lord in his mind, in his soul. He only see with his spiritual eye, the Lord. And in his prayer, that he said in verse 5, the engulfing waters threatened me, the deep surrounded me. Did he see anything? He could feel that. He can touch, this is it, but he could not see with his own physical eyes. The only thing, he can only see his spiritual eye to see the Lord. God put Jonah in the place that Jonah can remember the Lord there. And this is some wonderful thing. God has prepared a place for Jonah to be in the belly of the fish 3 days, that Jonah could not be devoured by the acid water in the belly of that fish. There is a true story in the world. In 1891, there's a ship to a fishing vessel named Star of the East in the area of Falkland Island to fish for the whales. And now they lowered two smaller boat down to try to capture the whale. And when this whale has been surrounded, he was angered, and he used his tail to break up the two little boats that tried to surround the whales. And the big ship has to save these drowning people, except one person, and his name was Chain Bali, was missing. And he was swallowed by that whale. And you can see the next day, they tried to fight with that whale, and finally, they captured that whale, and they opened up the belly. And then they found James Marley inside the belly of that whale. Only one day. Marley could not fight against all the acid water inside the bellies of that whale. And that acid water has caused some white sustained unto his face is high, and from there they could not be healed. It's still a scar with him, that white thing that clung to the face of the body. But God has prepared a well for Jonah. In 3 days, he continued to be conscious in that place and could pray to the Lord. I want to say to you this. Sometimes God has prepared a belly of a fish for us in situations that we could not move, we could not do anything, and we are obligated to have that so that we can remember the Lord. Remember Lord God. Jonah remembers that he is listening to him. He would do something for the situation when Jonah is in the belly. He prayed to the Lord in verse 6. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath bore me in forever. If the young person fall into the belly of the tree, that means there is no escape. And so he said, the earth beneath bore me forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. Dear congregation, when he was praying, where was he? He's still in the belly of the fish. But he prayed that, praise to God, praise God, that is, my God brought my life up from the pit. He said, in the past tense, it isn't done. Why still he in the belly? We knowing that God is listening to him, he can pray that he has lifted up my life from the pit. Dear congregation, are we facing any trouble just like Jonah? God has brought me out of the pit. Many of us here are facing many challenges. When Mrs. Liu is now in ICU, she does not know anything yet. We do not know what's happening to us. We could find ourselves in situations that we do not understand. But you and I, we could not do anything. Even Pastor Liu could not do it. The parents could not do anything. Just wait. All the doctors and nurses is taking care. They could not do anything. Just waiting. We could not do a thing before the challenges. Only wait for the Lord to do something. Jonah prayed, God has done this for me, Jonah said. And that is just the way we pray when we remember the Lord is listening. And so, dear congregation, we are facing many difficult situations. Sickness, many faces, the burden, or to remember to have to, in an accident, how do we repay? And when we go to Vietnam, how do we go back to visit our family? We are facing many different, I don't say big or small, but we are facing challenges each day. Are we believing truly that God is listening to us? And we pray with God, we believe that God is listening with us. And he has a solution for our situation. And so, dear congregation, we have to learn to remember God. Not to call out into like a unbeliever, but we remember the Lord, that knowing that God is listening to our prayer, so that we can pray like Jonah did. Though I'm at the place, the gate of hell is closing in, but dear God, you are the God. You have lifted me up out of the pit. May the Lord guide us so that we remember God and feel that God is listening to us. The second point that we can think with each other, God is sovereign. In verse 3, Jonah said, you hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the sea, and the current swirled around me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. When we read in verse 7, who threw Jonah into the overboard? The sailor of the ship. Jonah suggested that to all the sailors, but Jonah didn't say of the mistake of the sailor. He didn't blame anyone. He said, God threw him overboard. This is not to blame God, Jonah did, but this is the recognition that God, whatever I plan or I ask somebody to help me, but God actually carry it out. God has prepared a fish so that Jonah can be swallowed, that remember the Lord. That God sovereign in that situation, that God has thrown me overboard. The currents were about me. All your waves. He said, all your ways and break a sweat over me. In verse 4, he said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. And so we have a noted note, and according to the old version, verse 4 says, I have been thrown out. Then I would not see your holy temple again. That means he recognized the situation when I'm in the building. There is no way to get out. There is no other chance to get out. But the way Jonah prayed, as though he would not be able to return to the holy temple, as though it's a prayer. There is a possibility, another option. So in our worship, though it happened, I will return to see the holy temple again. In verse 6, God believed that he will save us. But you, O Lord, my God, brought my life up from the pit. So verse 6 again, to the roots of the mountain I sank down. The earth beneath bar me forever. But you, Lord, my God, brought my life up from the pit. In verse 7, when my life was ebbing away, I remember you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. And my prayer reached you into your holy temple. That means Jonah believed where there will be an opportunity for himself, Jonah, to see another opportunity. Verse 8, those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love. So the saving of God for Jonah is not for himself, not because of him, but for God. He decided to hide from the Lord. He decided to want to the sailor to throw so that he can die and not hear the words of the Lord. But God did not allow that to happen to Jonah. God still wants God to be alive to do the work of the Lord. There are many times without burden that we say, please take this away. But God continued to put us in this burdensome situation to help us to learn to call on God. This is the way he recognized that God is sovereign over his life. There's a story about a priest. One Sunday, this priest was giving a sermon on baptism, and in the course of his sermon, he was illustrating the fact that Baptism should take place by sprinkling and not by immersion. He pointed out some instances in the Bible. He said that when John the Baptist baptized Jesus in the River Jordan, it didn't mean it meant close to, around it, or nearby. And again, when it says in the Bible that Philip baptized a eunuch in the river, it didn't mean in. It meant close to, roundabout, or nearby. And so Philip just sprinkled the word. After the service, a man came up to the minister and told him it was a great sermon, one of the best he had ever heard, and that he had cleared up a great many mysteries he had encountered in the Bible. For instance, this person said, the story about Jonah getting swallowed by the whale has always bothered me. Now I know that Jonah wasn't really in the whale, but close to, roundabout, or nearby, swimming in the water. Then there is a story about the three young Hebrew boys who were thrown into the furious furnace, but were not burned. Now I see that they were not really in the fire, just close to, around about, or nearby, just keeping warm. But the hardest of all the stories for me to believe has always been the story of Daniel getting thrown into the lion's den. But now I see that he wasn't really in the lion's den, but close to, roundabout, or nearby, like at the zoo. The revealing of this mystery has been a real comfort to me because I am a wicked person. Now I am gratified to know that I won't be in hell, but close to, roundabout, or nearby. And next Sunday, I won't have to be in church, just close to, roundabout, or nearby. Thanks. You have really put my mind at ease. When we lack of faith in the Bible, it has a bad influence on our life. It influences to our children, influences our relatives the way we believe. When we don't believe that Jonah is true, because God allowed it to happen, we could not make, could believe, but that's the power of God, because God is hovering over our lives. When we believe in the foreign sovereign of God to receive the power, He will express His power to us in our worst situation. He will act according to His will when we do not know what's going to happen. And we believe that God has sovereignty over our life. We will have peace in our heart. No. Jesus, God will lift us up from our situation, out of the pit, like Jonah prayed. The third point that we can learn together. We remember is that God is worthy of our service. In verse 9, it says, but I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. Where is he now? Still in the belly of the fish. But now he has to do this work. He knows that things that we have to obey the commands of God, because God is worthy of the service. The biggest thing about Jonah here is to recognize God is someone's service. There is something in our minds, but in reality, the attitude, do we have that true attitude of service or not? Jonah is someone who failed. In his mind, he knew that I will praise the Lord. I will sacrifice to you, Jonah said. What I have vowed, I will make good. But when God swallowed Jonah, that he could not do the work, what would he preach? 40 more years, 40 more days, this Nineveh will be destroyed. He must preach that the destruction will come to Nineveh. Maybe he can preach, can be used by Jonah. And from when you preached. 120,000 people from Nineveh now repented, put ashes on their head and repented. God can use you and me by the attitude of service. When we can do the work that the Lord commanded us to do. When you have the zeal to do God's work. After Nineveh, what did he do? He went up to the hill. Why did he sit on that hill? To see whether Nineveh would truly repent. But the disaster did not occur. 120,000 people in that time repented. He was angry that because God did not destroy Nineveh. And now he was sitting under a tree, and the tree that he was sitting on was now wilted by the insects that eat that. He was going to die. And he asked Jonah, "Why are you angry, Jonah? Your congregation, the failure of Jonah can be used when we pay a price to do the word of God commanded us to do. A person recognized God worthy of our service. That person can say with Jonah about, I will shout a grateful praise. When do you sing? When you're sad? When you're bitter? When our eyes is looking at the situation only, we could not sing. Is that right? But we sing when? We sing to praise when we feel the love of God for us, even during the time of trouble. So the joy of the believer is that it's from the inside can feel God's love for us. And there we can sing, even though right now we are still sick, though right now we are still in prison, even though now we are being persecuted, someone else beating us, or even next to death, we can still praise the Lord. A person could lift up our voice to the Lord must understand how much God loves us, that we have that kind of joy internally. Without it, we only be influenced by the situation around us. The second point, I will sacrifice you. Do you bring offering? Bring something to the Lord as an offering. There are many things that we can lift up as offering. Our financial matter, our time, we can be offered. We can offer our ability to serve. And when? We only, when our heart know how thankful we are. Many people have ability, so skillful, some great financial reward, but we do not offer to the Lord. Why? Because our heart lack of thankfulness. Jonah understood this. That when he was found, did he live according? Jonah failed no more. He was a failed prophet. If we do not know how thankful we are of God's love for us. And he forgot about in that belly, he was swallowed and then spit on him. This is a miracle because from the place where he got vomited down from the fish, it's like 500 miles. God, Jonah went the other different way, but then the fish spit him out near the town of Nineveh. That is a miracle from God. Near communication. We can be, have forgotten the blessing of God. And what God gave us, we dare not offer back to him. In the 9th, we celebrate BCRM organization. And there is a singer named Huang Nao Chen. And he has a witness. He tried to sing in many different secular programs that to earn money. But he said, now I no longer sing for those secular organizations. I only want to praise the Lord. And Tina went to many places, different churches, but for to sing praise of the Lord. Because his life is a painful life. And you have baptism. And then he wrote the book, How Did You Love Me So? Love Me So Much. And he wrote a song, How Did You Love Me So Much? To express what? A painful heart from this singer. I hope that we can know, not just recognize the mind, but in the heart, a painful heart, then we'll be facing reality when we have a thankful heart. And God will use us in a way that we could not imagine. We will actualize our promise, just like Jonah said. You and I can only actualize the promise when we recognize that God is the only one that worthy of our service. Many thousands of us could not service because we have so many things that distract us. There are many things we have to take care of in our life. We are so busy. There are many persons that we have to face. There's only one way. We forgot about God. May God remind us to remember the Lord. God is worthy of our service. There's a story about a boy appeared in a mission hospital in Kenya with a gaping wound in his foot. He had been cutting grass far out in the jungle. Part of his heel was cut off. Sending word to the boy's mother, he and a friend set out across country to find the mission station where they knew the medical help was available. Every time his foot touched the sandy earth, it left a faint trace of blood. The journey was long and difficult, but at least they arrived. Soon after the boy's mother appeared, the doctors were surprised she had found the way. There were no well-defined trails, and she had never been to the mission station before. How did you do it? She was asked. The mother, overjoyed to be reunited with her child, said, Oh, it was easy. I just followed the blood. I followed the trail of blood to find my son. Dear congregation, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, the heart of God loved us in that God sent his son into the world to die so that we may have life. Our Jesus has shed his blood on the cross to restore our position as children of God. We sometimes too busy with our business, with our friends, with our entertainment, and that we are drawn over to by this culture, swept over by the busyness. Can we follow the trail of blood to find Christ? You know, our father, the mother of that child was very happy to unite it. Why? Because she followed the trail. We will be joyed to know our father since we know the blood of Christ has cleansed us. If we accept that gift, let's think about how we can fail like Jonah did. But God does not want us to fail. He still have a place for us. put us in service. He can obligate it in a situation that we have to recognize that with God. He is a sovereign God over our life. And we are put in a position of service to God. May we remember all the word of this of the Lord for us this morning. Let's all stand. We will read the key verse of today's passage in verse 7. May this key verse encourage each one of us to make us determined to have a strong relationship with God. Let's read. When my life was ebbing away, I remember you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Dear Heavenly Father, our loving Father, there are many instances we thought that we live for you, but that we are hiding from you, that before you have been calling us to do. We only find something comfortable for our personal life, a comfortable life that we have forgotten. We have been called to be servant of God, to represent you on this earth. We are thankful because you are prepared a fish to swallow Jonah. But there, God allowed Jonah to restore him from there, to become a servant of the Lord, to fulfill his mission. You can use all the situation to bring your children so that we can be pleasing to God, to serve you according to God's will, to give us the blessing and the power to act according to your will. That we have forgotten you sometimes. If there is something that we could not offer to you, the things that must be, like our skill, our ability, the experience to serve you, may you remind us, Lord, of our shortcomings, that God does not want any one of us to be useless for you. You want us to live, that God has a purpose for our life. And put us in a situation to serve you. May you be part of your body of Christ. That each one of us to receive life from your body of Christ. That we can give life to others through our life. As we are in your house, we become one of the cornerstones to build your body. That there will be no cracks, that will be non-united with any one of us, so that the enemy can take advantage to attack us. May we be encouraged for myself, for my brother and sister, so that we can live always remember you, so that we can see how God, the one who is listening, whether we are in troubles, we can still believe that our God is a God of sovereign. To remember that we can believe that God can hold the sovereignty in all the situations happening in this world. And you have the way for us to serve you according to your will. Let us remember, we know that we can serve you, that will bring what we have to offer you, Lord, to serve you. May you help so that our life could be a model for others, our children, our relatives, that when they grow up, that our relatives can see our life. They will not be a stumbling problem. May you protect each one of us here, each one in your hand, as we care for you, just like you care for the pupil of your eyes. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.